is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling...
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
It's time now for 360 Prosperity with Maria Martinez. Maria is a human potential and wealth activator who helps you access your full potential to find happiness. She has the unique ability to clear anything blocking you from stepping into your greatness. Get ready to experience a catalyst for change. Here's Maria now.
Yeah, man. We all love to hear the good news, so we all should rush to hear the good news. But we can just find the good news. NSPN, NSPN, News for the Soul at its very best. NSPN, NSPN, News for the Soul at its very best. NSPN, NSPN, News for the Soul at its very best. Yeah, man, just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me? We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news, you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We not go put none of the negative in there. We not go put none of the negative in there. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Every time, come hear the good news, share the good news. And we all feeling good for the good news.
It's time now for 360 Prosperity with Maria Martinez. Maria is a human potential and wealth activator who helps you access your full potential to find happiness. She has the unique ability to clear anything blocking you from stepping into your greatness. Get ready to experience a catalyst for change. Here's Maria now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm so excited to be here. So we're doing this a second time. What are we creating in the world, right? And I was just referencing the beautiful introduction and also what the previous comments and the previous commercials, Nicole introducing the many different speakers. And I was just commenting how amazing that is to be part of that higher consciousness, to be part of that collective and to be part of that group of individuals that are creating an impact in the world now and creating a legacy of that. So that just was so amazing, and I just wanted to express that before we get started in what we're going to be creating today in amplifying how we receive love in the world. So what an interesting, kind of being interrupted, so we're going to be working with our receiving channels. So let's go ahead and just take a big, deep breath as we come into the space. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And as you settle into the space, really allow your heart to open. Today, we're going to be talking about love. The many aspects of love. The love that you hold in your heart. The love that you give to others. The way you receive love. And the forms of love that you receive including money. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And as we open to receive, we want to fill our heart with love. Feel the worthiness of receiving love. Feel your ability to receive love. Feel how aligned you are in connecting to love, divine love, unconditional love, intimate love. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And notice that if that feels comfortable, notice if it feels a little bit of resistance there. Notice if you hold back in receiving, hold back in filling your heart with love. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And notice what worries you're running in your field and where they are in your field and how they're affecting your ability to receive love and be love. One more deep breath. One more deep breath. Notice if you're slowing down the flow of love toward you. Notice if you're putting the brakes on it. Notice if a part of you is saying, no, not yet. Notice if a part of you is saying, you can't have that. Notice if you have any conditions around it. When I'm successful, when I've been a good person, when I've achieved something, when I've fixed that challenge or that problem in my life, when I find somebody that reciprocates love, when I look a certain way, when I have a certain amount in my bank account, when I, whatever that may be, notice if you've attached conditions to it. And notice if the old experiences of the past are coming up, if the old pain is coming up, old events, old suffering, old sadness is coming up. Just notice and observe, because this is you, your higher self communicating with you. This is your body communicating with you. This is your subconscious mind communicating with you. Listen. You may want to write that, some of these messages down. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And notice what part of your life is really coming up now. Is it your relationship with family, your relationship with your significant other? Is it your relationship with your career? Is it your relationship with yourself, with your body, with your health? Is it your relationship with how you see yourself, hear yourself, experience yourself? And now notice, as all of that is coming up, is that creating a block in your success, in your money flow, in your abundance, in your prosperity? Is that binding you? Is that holding you back? Is that creating a barrier? Is that creating limitations on how much you could have? Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Now, perceive yourself, perceive your multidimensional body, sense your multidimensional body, sense your spirit, your soul. And notice if the thought of love, the thought of happiness, the thought of joy, the thought of abundance dims your light or makes your light brighter. Notice if your soul, your spirit has any messages from you. Do you have any hidden contracts of poverty consciousness, of lack, scarcity, ancestral contracts, family contracts, tribal contracts? Are you carrying any karma connected to that? And notice if any memories are coming up, whether in this lifetime or other lifetimes, when you denounced or turned away, turn your back away on having luxury, wealth, prosperity, whether it was as a form of survival, whether it was to release the pain or avoid the pain, or if it was a choice that you made, meaning like you felt content having what you had and didn't feel you required or felt you needed anything more. You settled. Notice if you felt like having wealth and prosperity felt like a curse, felt like a battle, felt like a challenge. Notice if you saw others experiencing pain as they used money as power or as they struggled with money. And it felt like love wasn't available. Notice if there was a feeling of I have to choose either money or love. Or others in your family had to choose money or love. Prosperity and love, or abundance or love. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Now, as you're discovering the hidden messages, the hidden information, the stories, as you're discovering more of yourself, more of the information that it's in your field, notice how all of that has played a role in your own journey. Looking back, noticing how you acted out those patterns, acted out those belief systems. Those belief systems, the stories played out in your life, where you either rejected money, prosperity, whether you felt that you had to place conditions around it, whether you felt you had to choose money or love. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And notice what frustrations are coming up now, or regrets. As I look at the group and I look at the group energy and the higher self, I can see many of you doing your work. Those of you that are here, those of you listening to the replay, I can see you doing your work, your inner work, going within, reflecting. Some of you in this recognition of how you lived your life, how your life has been playing out, how the past has been playing a role in your future. In this recognition, I sense here the ahas, that greater understanding of how you've been creating, whether from lack, whether from struggle, hard work, efforting, or from love. You've recognized money as love. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. For some of you, it feels like you're still making that connection. Is money separate than love? Some of you have been interpreting money as a tool, as a tool of exchange. And that is part of what money is. It is a tool of exchange, but it also has energy and it also has light. And everything around us is energy, light, and love. And if we can connect to it in this way, if we can amplify it in that way, then it feels more free. It feels more abundant. It feels more flowing because it's not restricted to being a tool. It's not restricted to an exchange. It's not restricted to earning. It's not restricted to accomplishing. It's not restricted to effort or hard work. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And as you exhale, allow your wisdom, your higher wisdom to come in about how you lived your life, about what you've been using to create your life, belief systems, limitations, stories, and release them to source. As you let them go, feel in your body the release and feel where it's still stuck. Now go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale and bring your attention to the energy of money, wealth, prosperity. And if you've related to it as a tool, amplify that to energy, prosperity, abundance. Make it more than what it is. Make it more than a form of exchange. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Light is infinite. Energy is infinite. And everything around us is energy. The breath you take is light and energy, and it's infinite and it's abundant. And as you take it in, you're taking in all that is vibration, all that is light. And you're activating the resonance within you that is light, energy, vibration. You're activating within you your divine abundance, your divine inheritance, with each breath you take that is abundant. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Now, notice again the energy of money, the light of money, abundance and prosperity in front of you. And notice if it has shifted at all in front of you. Now, connect it to money is love, money is light. So bring love in to that image in front of you. Love that is always available to you. Love that is within you. Love that is part of who you are at the deepest levels because you are divine creation. You are divine love. And divine love, love, unconditional love is infinite. And everything that is creation is love. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And notice how you're feeling about it. Notice that part of yourself, part of your body that felt tight and restricted. Notice how you're feeling now. Notice if that restriction has moved. And notice your new thoughts and belief systems connected to money. And notice if you're accepting them in the process of accepting them, or if you're completely accepting this new belief system about money. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Now, earlier we began to talk about love. And then we made the connection with love and money. We began to talk about how you receive love, how you show up in the different areas of your life, how you relate to love. And the importance about making that first connection is that we are the master creators, and we're constantly creating based on where we are in our resonance, based on what we believe we deserve or are worthy of. And if money is love and you believe that you don't deserve love, then you also believe you don't deserve money subconsciously, energetically. So we want to change that. We want to let go of whatever it is that doesn't allow you to receive love in all forms, doesn't allow you to embody love in all forms, to give love in all forms. Because ultimately, everything is love, and love is always the answer. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Loving yourself is the key to your empowerment. Loving yourself is your key to your alignment and your soul's mission and purpose, and in your healing. Loving yourself is your ability to allow others to love you. Loving yourself is your ability to create your ideal life and allow abundance to flow within you. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So notice where you are now in this moment. Are you letting love in? Are you letting more love in than when we first started? Are you now accepting love in certain areas of your life and you're still processing others or not allowing it in others? What are those restrictions, resistance that you're still holding on to? Is it a form of punishment or a form of self-sabotage? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and just notice. We're being very kind and very gentle to ourselves today. We're bringing in love and forgiveness and compassion and loving kindness as we learn and understand more of ourselves and learn and understand how we've been manifesting and creating our reality. We are the masters of our destiny, and we create from our vibration, our resonance. Now go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale, and notice if you're making that connection. Money is love. Money is light, money is passion, money is purpose. Or does it still feel outside you? Does it still feel it's a tool where I have to earn it? Or does it still feel directly connected and attached to results and effort and hard work? Or have you released that? Have you given yourself permission to see it and perceive it as an infinite flow of energy? Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Really feel into that. You're shifting your vibration. You're shifting your subconscious mind. You're shifting your conscious mind. You're awakening your spirit. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. And notice that for some of you, as you unravel all of this, you may be releasing from your throat, from your heart, from your power center or from your root chakra. If you've been in survival, then either your root chakra is overactive or underactive. If you've been feeling stuck and powerless or overwhelmed, your power center has been overworking or underworking. It's out of balance. And if you feel like you've been really in the energy of it and nothing's really happening, you've been in your heart and above. So we want to bring this beautiful energy of manifestation. We want to bring this beautiful vision of being in it, receiving it, embodying it down to our third chakra, down to our sacral chakra, down to our root or base chakra. We want to embody it. We want to embody our infinite oneness. We want to embody our wealth, the overflow of abundance within us. We want to embody our new relationship with love and our new relationship with money. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And go ahead and do that now. Bring it in. Acknowledging what was there, acknowledging the disconnect, and then filling in that void. Coming down and feeling really grounded as you reconnect, as you reclaim your divine inheritance, your divine power, as you reclaim love in your life, as you allow love in your life, as you allow an overflow of abundance, love, and light in your life. One more deep breath. As you align with your mission and your purpose. And I can see that many of you are really coming in, really grounding. And some of you are struggling to come down into your bodies. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale.
Okay, we're having fun and craziness with the energy on these lines today. Everybody stay put. We've got to see. Oh, Maria's back on now, too. Took us a while to reconnect there. Maria, are you on?
I am. And yes, sometimes when we're running high energy, we're clearing amazing things. You know, the energy could drop the line because it's just so much transformation that's happening. So let's continue, and we're actually getting close to this process, and we'll get into the Q&A. So let's just go ahead and come back into the space and really allowing that energy to shift. Again, you know, when we're using high frequency, sometimes the lines drop, sometimes we get the Wi-Fi goes a bit berserk. So let's just continue and allow the process to continue as you stay in your own space, as you allow your own transformation, as you reconnect to love, as you reconnect to the light within you and the light that's available to you from source coming through. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And allow yourself to come back into your body. And as you're coming back into your body, connect to your heart space again. You're grounded into your root chakra. And that's what we want to be as we move forward, grounded, connected, aligned. So we're bringing our dreams, our ideas, everything that we're inspired to do, everything that we dream of, down into this reality, into the 3D. So we want to get everything rooted and connected and grounded into the 3D. We want to manifest it here. As we align with all that beautiful energy of having and receiving and abundance and joy, passion and purpose and mission, we want to bring it down. I can feel some of the fears coming up. Oh, no, now I have to do it. Oh, no. And allow it to be yours. Claim it. Own it. This is what you're meant to do, to have, to receive, to express yourself, to fulfill your mission and your vision and live your life. Allow it to be so. Very good. And then to come into your body. Find the peace, connect to the peace within you that says, yes, I deserve this. Yes, I can have this. Yes, love and money is available for me. And I can give myself permission to let it in, to receive it, to embody it, to overflow in my heart. I can give myself permission to be supported by love, light, money, wealth, prosperity. I can give myself permission to show up in unconditional love in all areas of my life. I can give myself permission to receive abundance, wealth, and prosperity in all areas of my life and to have a beautiful relationship with myself, a beautiful relationship with my loved ones, a beautiful relationship with my partner, a beautiful relationship with my career, with success, body, with money, with wealth, with prosperity. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And this, go ahead and anchor that in. Anchor that into Mother Earth. Mother Earth is saying yes. Beautiful colors around you, coming up from Mother Earth, receiving you and your mission and your contract. Beautiful. And allow that to be so. Allow that to be so. Give yourself permission to have this. Give yourself permission to be. Give yourself permission to own and embody it. All that wealth, all that affluence, all that luxury, all that immense prosperity available for you coming your way in all areas of your life. Let love in. Receive it, embrace it, embody it. One more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful. That is done. I can see your divine team all around you, angels celebrating. Lots of beautiful songs around you, angel songs. Lots of beautiful sacred geometry. Lots of beautiful light language around you. Your space is being amplified. Your light is being amplified. You are being recognized because you're choosing to own your power. You're choosing to own your light. You're choosing to be love. One more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That's amazing. Wonderful, wonderful, beautiful. Go ahead and take a moment to integrate all of that. Take a moment to receive it, to be in your heart with it. I'd love to hear about your experience, what came through for you, any messages from yourself, from your body, from any itself. As you release, as you let go, as you completed patterns, old programs, old belief systems, old contracts. And let's move you forward. Continue to move you forward. So bring your questions about where you are, how you relate to money, questions that are going to help the audience as well, where you are in your power and your alignment with love and light and mission and purpose. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Okay, I think we're ready for questions. Nicole, you're ready.
Can you hear me? There's a lot of crazy energy on the board, so I'm going to who's ever going to have their hand up at the top here first, because having trouble clicking on the buttons and there's a little delay, so bear with us. Let's go to 231, area code 231. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
It's Destiny from Michigan. Hi, Maria. Oh, this was a nice call. I really enjoyed this.
Beautiful.
I really needed this. you know what I'm noticing? I keep getting taken out of my body to another place. And then I try to come back. Today I was like, okay, so I woke up today and everything was good. And I kept bringing myself back to my body. And then as the day went on, it was like it got harder and harder to come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I mm-hmm. don't know what kind of interference I got going on with regards to why I'm having such a hard time coming back to my body to be in this right here now.
Yeah. So it's interesting and that's great. So that's amazing that you're doing that you're aware of when you're not in your body and bringing yourself in back to your body. But as you described that, and as I was looking at you, it didn't feel like there was an interference. It felt like as you kept doing it, it felt like you weren't quite grounded enough to stay in your body. And it didn't feel like you were necessarily being pulled out. It just felt like for you, the pattern in the past has been to be somewhere else, not in your body, whether it was choice or something else distracting you or pulling you away. So it feels like this is something that for you it's practice until it becomes natural to be in your body. And it feels like throughout the day the mind started kicking in, like, why am I not in my body? Why is this happening? So it just felt like more of the mind kicking in and starting to analyze. Why isn't this staying, or why am I
because
not staying?
Because I kept feeling, when I start feeling an interference, because in the past I was going to other places. I was literally going to other places where there was interference, and I'm starting to learn that, okay, I don't have to be there. Like, I can choose to not be in all that. But now today, it was like I came back to my body, but then I had all this interference, so I kept thinking, where am I at? Where am I at? You know, where am I at?
So that's the point that I was making. Once the mind kicks in, it's almost like you lose control, because it's like you're giving your power away to something else. Wherever your attention goes, your energy flows. So, again, the practice for you is going to be just, okay, I'm back in my body. Stories, no analyze it, back in my body, no stories, and keep grounding and grounding and grounding. So it's going to be a practice for you to solidify for you and for your spirit to know, like, this is where I want you to be. This is where I like you to be. This is the relationship I want to have with you, where you just now know that this is where, you know, it feels good to me. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Like, because I'm looking at and I'm not really seeing any interference right now. What I am seeing with that analyzing and then a little bit
No, they all took
the,
off.
Yeah.
They know you.
Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale.
Oh.
Yeah, so go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Oh. Connect to the light. And gently, lovingly bring your spirit in. It's very gentle. It's not forceful. And now you're creating the space for your spirit to want to be there by being in the space of love, being in the space of connection, being in the space of joy. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So I saw it come all the way through and almost kind of like fall into the bottom. So now I feel it stretching into your body. So that was very gentle, that was very loving, that was very kind. And so that's how, as you move forward and you have this practice of bringing your spirit into the body. And this is really important for everybody because the spirit does leave every night. And sometimes it has difficulty coming back. And sometimes it is distracted. Sometimes it is taken hostage. So we want to be aware and we want to have this beautiful relationship that is very gentle and very loving and very kind. And it's very beautiful. And as you continue to do this, as you continue to have this practice, the spirit says, this is where I want to be, in this beautiful, loving environment. So it starts coming back automatically. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Beautiful. And we're just going to put all the light around you. I can still sense some kind of thoughts in the back of your head, some chatter, some what ifs. So go ahead and delete and uncreate those. Go ahead and delete and uncreate those. Just allow the process to be so. We're not analyzing it. We're just feeling it. We're feeling to your connection with your spirit. We're feeling the love of your spirit for you. And we're amplifying also your spirit with love of the divine. We're giving it vibrancy and strength. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're also feeling in all the spaces within the spaces. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And keep going with your practice.
Buttons on here. Sorry, guys. Having a little delay again. Let's try very slowly. 424. You're now live with Maria. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Eva calling in from New Year. Hi, Maria. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Hi. Okay, so as you went through that beautiful session, I was noticing something. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I kept thinking about fear of losing because of the experiences. And I just was wondering if I will be able to stop or block the fees. And it's been ongoing. So I was just wondering how to do that so I could be at ease.
Okay. I'm sorry. I heard that you noticed the fear. And I didn't quite catch what it was connected to. I think you said fear of leaving.
During that process about money, and I was, each time I thought of the prosperity, a fear of will I be able to hold on, will I be able to be prosperous because of experiences, and I was just saying, I'm concerned about will I be able to block the thieves, stop the thieves from destroying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an ongoing experience.
Okay, thank you. And that's a really good question. And that really applies to all of us, right? Because we sabotage ourselves when the fear comes in and we allow it to be bigger than us. So when I look at what is sort of the solution from that, one is really identify where is that fear coming from. For you, it feels kind of general, but sometimes we have a specific event. We invested somewhere or we had a job and then it was taken, or we ventured out, started our business, and then it didn't really work out. So we have some feelings attached to that of fear and failure and loss. For you, it feels like it's kind of general, like a fear here and there from different places.
It's specific. It's going on, just going on, and I can't relax because it's just like destroying and taking and destroying and I don't know how to prevent it.
Yeah, what I meant by gender meaning that it's just, it doesn't feel like it's just specific to a business loss, or it just feels like it's there and it's kind of across the board, that it keeps coming up and it kind of goes into different areas of your life. Where I feel it for you, it's in your throat. But it also feels like there's kind of something attached to your throat pulling back, not really allowing you to move forward. So it is anchored in the past. So we want to release that anchor into the past. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And for anybody that feels like, I still have some regrets, I still have some in judgment about myself and how I showed up in the past and the decisions that I've made, and I feel like those decisions are catching up with me or things that didn't work out. We went to lead and all of that judgment, all of that criticism, we went to lead and create and let go of all of that that is holding you back, that is anchoring you to the past, other fear that comes up. And when I look at the fear, it looks kind of like black and grainy. You know, it has different shapes and different images. But for you, it's showing up like it's kind of this black and grainy that almost feels like sand. It kind of hits you in the face and it becomes really kind of dry and coarse. And the feeling is almost like being attacked or hurt or, and it's pummeled and it feels like it's around, again, your it's just like throat, but going up into, even into the third the third eye. So we want to clear and delete all of that, clear and delete all of that. We want to release all of that. It feels like it doesn't allow you to see, like this kind of sandy energy that comes up doesn't allow you to see, like you can't even open your eyes because it's so harsh. So we want to delete and then create, delete and then create, delete and then create all of that. All of that that's being projected into the future from the past. And part of it feels like self-worth, deserviness, self-belief, and self-trust is what you believe about yourself and what you believe you're capable of. So again, feeling like I can't hold on to the wealth, I can't hold on to the money, I can't hold on. So I'm going to delete and create that belief system that you're unable to hold on to it, that it would disappear, it would go away, that you may not have it. Clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Yeah, and I can see in front of you opening up, almost like curtains being pulled back. So as you acknowledge how it was showing up and how it was creating confusion and lack of clarity, kind of keeping you in the center of your head, going, running through all the belief systems and the stories and the limitations, as you acknowledge that that's what it was. So deleting and create all of that, deleting and create all of that, deleting and create it. It was a little bit coming into your heart, but not it being in your head. So we're going to clear, 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 clear. Okay, so I see the opening even more. So again, it just looks like a curtain. It first opened up in front of you, and that now it's been all the way down, now allowing you to go through it. So go ahead and see yourself or see yourself walking through that curtain to the other side, where the other side is full of possibility. The other side is full of joy. The other side is full of I am deserving, I am worthy. The past is the past, and I accept the past for what it was, releasing any fears and anything that you're projecting into the future. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And how does it feel for you?
Yeah, I feel like I could relate to what you were saying, the murky feeling and the not clarity just in the head. And mm-hmm. So the vision I want to see clear up some more so that I could move forward. And I'm just trying to embrace it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and part of you embracing your vision is writing it out, then seeing then feeling what it feels to be in it. So you're making it real. You know, you first get clear about it, then self in it, expressing it, receiving, contributing, serving, and then connecting to the joy and the, you know, all the emotions that are connected to you having fully expressed that vision of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Very good. Okay, one more deep breath. Yeah, so there's just a little bit for you, you know, this work that you can continue to do. I am worthy, I am deserving, I deserve, yeah. And then describe your vision. Just kind of owning that and moving into that alignment, you know, that I am presence, that I am deserving, I am worthy. I give myself permission. And then really, again, allow your vision to unfold around you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
So appreciative. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Thank
Keep us
you,
posted and see how, yeah, let us know how it goes for you. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
Okay.
Thanks for
you.
Calling in. Yeah, you've got 2 minutes to the top.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, and thank you also for your patience. We created something amazing today, and as the frequencies came in, everything is always perfect. So let's be in that space of everything is as it should be, and as you know, as we move forward, really allow, embody that love that is already available for you, a love that is already within you. And as you move forward, and as other blocks and other things come up, other lessons and learnings, move forward with these, knowing that all of these are stepping stones into your next best version of you, your next best life, your next extraordinary life. Also, as we move forward, I want to invite you, as you choose and step into the next version of you, to Soul Wealth Destiny, where we go deeper, deeper, deeper into releasing and removing these blocks, into having and allowing our divine inheritance to flow. Take a look at where you are now, your vision, your purpose, your mission, and notice what else is needed. God, Soul Wealth Destiny, if it's, you know, the next step for you, the next level of support. You can also come to my website, 360 Prosperity. Look at what's available to you in terms of one-on-one support, other group programs like Energy Alchemy, Wealth Consciousness, Empowered Entrepreneur, to propel you into the next level of you. Many blessings to you. Many blessings on your journey. Thank you for being here today, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. Namaste. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks to all the callers, and apologies to all the other 8 billion callers that we didn't get to. Try next time, 2 weeks from now. In the meantime, Maria is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with the next show in about 2 minutes from now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.